Have you ever wondered what will make your horror story better than the others? It's hard to know the scare, but a simple and good reason that no one is actually scared of the same things. And the worst part of all this is that now fear, in the broadest sense of the word, horror even, is becoming so standardized that it becomes difficult to find the right place. What I mean by that is that now the best recipe, and it has always been somewhat the case, let's be honest, is to fully accept being weird. So the question is, what scares you? What have you swept under the rug, hoping that no one will ever see it? It's on this ground that your stories will find an interesting and minimal basis to develop the discomfort or uniqueness you need to surprise listeners. Because yes, your listeners are the people you'll need to surprise all the time. And a bit you too, because otherwise it won't be very interesting, let's be honest. And believe me, I think we're all in the same boat. It's incredibly complex to find that balance, especially, the truth is, we're afraid to admit what's in our heads, all that darkness hiding. We often tell ourselves, and rightly so, that if we've hidden these shadows until now, precisely, it's for a good reason, the kind that only our therapists should know. But to exercise, precisely, to use this fuel is anything but counterproductive. It's through it that we actually have a chance to touch, with a tip of a mic, others who might be going through the same thing as he knows, people who are not at all far from who you are in real life, or in the corners of your imagination, for that matter. Okay, it's a bit creepy, Di insists, but you get where I'm going. So the lingering question is, what's the magic ingredient of a horror story? And I've said it to you. You and your understanding of your forgiveness. Learning to tame it is a challenge that won't happen overnight. Let's not kid ourselves again. But writing lays its dark thoughts on a blank sheet. It's an excellent challenge. Start. And then the show is to watch the effect it creates and adjust. Adjust like a score you're building to make your editor's nightmares more and more beautiful. I want to tell you that you have the power to become the Freddy Krueger of your listeners' nights. It would really be a shame to miss out on that.